Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, back with you one more time, and so glad to be here. I have been giving a series of presentations here in conjunction with the Good Day Health Show about the relationship between your food choices and your health profile and quotient. And it's amazing to me how I can still consult with new patients, because I have new patients every week, who they know, you know, in the back of their head, there's a relationship between what they choose to eat and how they're going to feel as a result. But it doesn't really come up on the daily radar screen. We have to extend the radar out a couple of light years further, and then suddenly, I know that. Let's talk about why I'm here today, Doc. I don't need to talk. No. Part of trying to restore your health and get you back into the operating shape you came here for me to consult with you on has an awful lot to do with your food choices and the medications that you're taking. Many of my patients are very surprised at my tender age of 2 months short of 72 that I'm not on any medication for two reasons. Number one, I don't need it. And number two, I don't want to deal with the side effects of that medication that would lead me into getting some more medication. And speaking of that, that brings up something that I wanted to tell you that I wasn't planning on today's show, but it just popped into my head. You know that in the New York Times, the Sunday edition of the New York Times is the New York Times magazine. And if you collect these out there in the garage or in the attic and pile them up, of course, today you can probably digitally search them if you have a subscription to the New York Times online. If you go all the way back to March 16, 2003, an article was in there by Lisa Sanders, and she was a recent graduate of med school there in New York. I don't know if it was NYU or whatever, but she was a recent graduate. And ever since then, if you Google Lisa Sanders, MD, you'll see a lot of articles that she has written, TV appearances on news shows and whatever else, as kind of a, not necessarily a maverick, but a reporter of things that's going on in medical news. And one of her first real big breakthrough articles was one she wrote in the New York Times Magazine, as I said, March 16, 2003. And she's talking about the white coat ceremony that med students go through when they start their first year of med school. And you're all there together in the auditorium, and you're all there in your white coats, just anticipating the next 4 years of incredible amounts of study, memorization, understanding, application, whatever else. And the dean of the medical school, of her medical school, walked up to the podium and talked to them and introduced them into the world of healing. And he makes this dramatic statement that once I read this back in 2003 in the New York Times Magazine, I have never forgotten it, because it has a relative application in almost every field of our lives, social, political, economic, whatever else. And he's speaking to the students, and he says to them, one half of what you are about to learn is wrong. Unfortunately, we don't know which half. And he was absolutely serious. So I propose to you, the half that they don't know is the nutrition half. They understand the physiology side of it a bit, and they certainly understand the anatomical side of it, the anatomy being the parts of your body, the physiology being how those parts work. But what is missing is the nutritional aspect of it, and that is what I have been putting together on my shows, on my appearance here with Doug, for quite some time now. Now, a fleeting impression might be, I think, the only result of statistics, at least that I look at, but an experience with reality can be something that you may never forget. What do I mean by that? You know, with the statistics that are published by the CDC and the FDA in connection with our so-called number one problems in our country, which range all the way from juvenile delinquency through drug addiction, through alcoholism, through sudden death, heart disease, or automobile accidents, all the different numbers that are involved. But really, relatively very few of us, when I read these things, well, I'm not a drug addict. I'm certainly not an alcoholic. I've been in a couple of car accidents, but nothing very serious, because ever since I took a motorcycle safety riding class, it has completely changed how I drive a car, in the sense of being much more safe. But when we look at these kinds of statistics, we miss another statistic that's very, very important. And when we begin to evaluate the status of national health in our country, and you know that the life expectancy is beginning to drop. The numbers of all-cause mortality is increasing, even at younger ages. I have my beliefs as to why that's the case. But there's something dramatic, something very serious that's taking place right now. And for those of you just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell out here in Salt Lake City, as a regular part of the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show, and have been for more than a decade, right about a decade and a half now. And I always enjoy being a part of the show, and I just wanted you to know you can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com, just like it sounds, or at forbiddendoctor.com. Now, I'm not the forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is that healing force inside of you that took over at the moment of conception, that had the driving force behind the creation and development of your body. The DNA didn't create you. Your DNA was the blueprint by which this creative force built your body and continues to operate your body to this day until you die. That force is there. And the reason I refer to it as the forbidden doctor is because it's doctoring you all the time, and you're kind of forbidden to know about it by the medical tyranny, who wants you to understand there's only one answer to your ailments, and that's drugs. This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, and that's the point I'm trying to make here, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that I know of, patient or otherwise, that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and I see children, saw a very young child yesterday, but the majority of patients are adults, 35 and older, and hardly anybody over the age of 50 does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life, whether it's cardiovascular problems with the heart or pulmonary problems with the lungs, biliary problems with the gallbladder, liver problems, kidney problems, reproductive problems, problems with their skin, problems with sleep, cognition, whatever else, elimination. They have at least one that they're dealing with, which is the reason they come in. People who feel like Superman and Superwoman, I don't really see these people. Well, I have to say this, after I've seen them for a while, then they start feeling like Superman or Superwoman. But the important thing I want to get across here is that the most widespread number one problem that is kind of a thread that runs through every one of these people that I take care of is the disregard that they've had of nature's basic food laws and the substitution of man-made laws which permit the sale, and I hit this so many times on these shows, of counterfeit foods to a very unsuspecting, unprotected public. The food labeling laws in this country are absolutely atrocious, what they're allowed to get away with. For instance, there's a little can of a product you can buy that you just spray on your frying pan, and you fry your eggs in it or whatever else. I'm not going to mention the name, but you know what I'm talking about. The healthier thing to do is put a little slab of butter in that frying pan before you fry that egg. It's a lot healthier. But there's this can you can spray. And if on the front of the can where it has the name, it'll say fat-free. But if you look at the ingredients, It's 100% soybean oil, which is 100% fat. But the food labeling laws say that if you, when you press the little knob at the top of the can for the pst that comes out of it, if it's a very, very short, very, very small pst, it's negligible in the sense of food content. So you can say there's no fat, even though it's 100% fat. Now, that kind of craziness exists all throughout the food labeling laws in America. Things that they're allowed to get away with because the food industry pretty well owns and controls Congress every bit as much as the energy industry does, every bit as much as Big Pharma does, Big Agro, the major law firms, the major accounting firms, you know, everybody, depending on the amount of money they contribute to Congress, gets Congress's payback and lets them get away with an awful lot of these things. This is why one of the most important things a member of the family will ever, ever do that's in charge of these things, and it should be a shared experience, is when they shop for food that feeds that family, they take into consideration the absolute necessity of shopping for the absolute best foods that they can possibly find, because it's a full-time job for just a family of four people. It's a full-time job for just one person to make sure the richest, best foods reach that dinner table for the family. I mean, it would hardly be an exaggeration to say that everybody knows, as I said, somebody who is suffering from a chronic disease, arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, liver, kidney, whatever, allergies, many forms of suffering that have become such an integral part of our daily experience that unless it is called to our attention, you know, sometimes we don't even realize to the extent in which we're involved and that our survival as a nation is absolutely threatened by the increasing levels of malnutrition that take place in this country. And by that, I mean, the more we miss the vital elements of nutrition, macronutrition, micronutrition, that feed the heart, the basic elements it needs, that feeds the brain, the basic elements that the brain needs, let alone the rest of the organs. When you go without it, suffering will follow. Now, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Calitran include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitran. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Jackstockwell.com is what I do in my clinic of a structural nature for to restore health to the human body, especially the central nervous system. And Forbidden Doctor is where we have all of our podcasts, radio shows, various things that you can search for more and more information. I think we have over 600 protocols that are listed at that website. And it just gets hit. It's hit by scores, if not hundreds on some days, of people looking for more and more information. And it's all free. The information is all free for you. There's no membership or anything else that's required. Now, I want to get back to this idea of what's missing in our diet, because we have absolutely, as a population, been beset with this follow the leader kind of pattern of conduct that is led by, and I don't know what else to call it, but these vicious commercial interests who direct their gullible flock with apparent deliberateness into these disastrous pastures of counterfeit foods. Now, what do I mean by a counterfeit food? If Mother Nature didn't make it in its pristine form, then it's been altered by man. Altered by man for a longer shelf life. Altered by man for more product per acre yield. With a lot of different kinds of fertilizers that make the carrot more orange, makes the green pepper more green, makes them bigger, but far less quality. And that's the trade-off. We have learned in the agricultural research and science since the 1700s, how to get greater yield per acre. And if you don't think too deeply about that, as I did at one time until it became my career, well, that makes sense. If we can increase the bushels of wheat per acre, if we can increase the poundage of, you know, beets per acre, then somehow we have got a step ahead of Mother Nature. But the problem is, when you artificially inflate the size of these things or enhance the color of these things through the different kinds of man-made, not Mother Nature-made, but man-made chemical fertilizers you put into the soil to force these things to happen, the quality of the food disappears. Now, what do I mean by quality? Mother Nature designed things so that ultimately all of our energy is coming from the sun. Everything that provides life on this planet comes from the sun. And as the sun is hitting the soil and warms the soil during the growing season, and the water is present, and the minerals in the soil is present, then what grows out of that soil is mineral rich. And that, believe it or not, that's the main reason why we eat what we eat that comes from the earth, is to get the minerals of the earth. The plants digest the minerals that are in the rocks or the pebbles or the sand or whatever else that's in that soil and brings it through the roots into the leaves, to the fruit, to the stems, to the what's grown under the soil, what's grown above the soil in that plant, brings those minerals into that plant so that when you eat that plant or something that ate that plant, those minerals are now wrapped up in a protein or carbohydrate structure that your body can take into it, into your digestive system, and deliver to the cells. Why don't we just save time and eat the rocks? I actually had a child ask me that one time when I was making a presentation in elementary school. Why don't we just eat the soil? Why don't we just eat the rocks? Well, that would save a lot of time, but of course it would wear your teeth out in no time. So what I want to hit when I come back from this is a couple of examples as to why this nutrition is so incredibly powerful. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will be present at the dignified transfer of the soldiers who lost their lives in a drone attack in Jordan. John Kirby, National Security Spokesman, informed reporters that Biden has spoken with the families of three fallen service members Tuesday. Kirby noted that the president conveyed the nation's pride in their service. House Speaker Mike Johnson refutes allegations that his resistance to the bipartisan border deal emerging in the Senate is motivated by a desire to help Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
But that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. The first and most important job of the federal government is to protect its citizens. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson said the deal under negotiation is inadequate. Unexpectedly, recent data showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report on Tuesday, there were 9 million job openings in December. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, when we get into the areas of scientific research that's being suppressed or at least misused, the attitude of the commercial interest is simply this. How can they use the facts to the benefit of their pocketbooks? Now, remember, all big industries, now, whether it's the medical industry, big pharma, whether it's the food industry, the food delivery systems, whatever, they aren't dedicated to your health improvement. These large corporations are dedicated to the bottom line of their quarterly reports so that the stock values increase. Or at least they don't decrease during difficult times. Now, sometimes that may sound a little cold and cruel-hearted and distant from what you want to believe, but I want you to remember that. It's like when you, if you go to, you're going to go buy a new car, and you and your partner or by yourself, we want this kind of a car, we want this kind of mileage, we want this kind of usage, we want this kind of a warranty. Maybe even the color might come into the discussion, whatever. And you've got this idea, and you go to the car dealership, and looking with that in mind. Now, the car dealer isn't looking at that. The car dealer isn't considering that, although he may make a couple of nods. Nothing against you car dealers. The car dealer is there to sell you a car that he wants to sell you. The same thing if you're shopping for shoes. The same thing if you're shopping for insurance. medical, health, whatever, car, auto, house, flood, whatever, out here, earthquake. And the salesman has an idea in their mind what they want you to buy. Now, the CEO and the board of directors of the large food corporations have in their mind what they have to do to improve the bottom line, not what's necessary to get rosy red cheeks of your children on their faces before they go to school in the morning. That's your job. Now, they'll talk a good story, and they'll publish a good story. But sometimes when push comes to shove, it's always the dollar that's important here from the point of view of the corporations. And so they'll bring in facts, they'll sponsor studies. And that's another thing about studies. You have to be very careful about when some new study about this disease or this organ or this food hits the major media. What they say in the byline, not the byline, but the title of the study is not necessarily what the study actually says in the conclusion of the study. And you always have to ask this question, who paid for the study? Because all studies are paid for. And what was the bias of the people who went into the study in the first place? Were they in favor of what they were trying to discover? Were they trying to disprove what they were about to discover? At the end of the report, in the conclusion, they should always list and talk about the bias that they felt when they started the research. And some research is honest enough to say that. We really thought that A equaled B, but we found out that A equals C to our surprise. And as a result, we think we need to further study this and this and this to find out if A might also equal D. You won't see that very often, but you always have to find out who paid for that study. So the large food corporations will take the facts, but they use the facts to increase the pocketbooks and twist things, not necessarily to improve your health profile. Now, a publication at Cornell University, that's in Ithaca, a report cited one example of this type of scientific maneuvering. And this is, I'm quoting from the study, quote, "A very clear article just appeared in Nutrition News, published by the National Dairy Council, written by a physiology professor from the heart of the cola industry. It describes some Scandinavian work of several years ago in which it was shown that sticky candy produces more tooth decay than the sugar that's in solution that is in, obviously, the cola drinks. Now, the idea was that sugar in solution didn't hurt tooth decay as much as that's in the drink as hard candy when you chew the hard candy. But no mention in this study was made of the erosion of the enamel on the teeth as a result of the acids that's in the cola drinks in particular. It doesn't matter, I think, which cola drink you think of when I'm talking about this. They all have phosphoric acid in there. That's where some of the tangy, tingly feeling on your tongue when you drink that drink comes from, not just from the carbonation, but from the phosphoric acid. And the phosphoric acid has a direct effect on the erosion of the enamel of your teeth. But they didn't mention that in the study. They just said, it seems like chewy, sticky candy is harder on the teeth than sugar in solution from a cola drink. Now, there's hundreds, literally hundreds of similar instances in which scientific facts are presented in the same kind of deceptive manner. And again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but this is why it ends up being an almost full-time job for one person trying to provide adequate nutrition for the family to study this stuff and sort through it. Now, unless you're a bit of a health nerd like myself, that I just love reading this kind of stuff, and I just love reading reports. And I've gotten a little biased, I have to admit, that some of these reports I look at to find out what's wrong with them. It's interesting I admit that, but, to find out what's wrong with them before I find out what they're really trying to say and if it's an adequately designed study. See, it's not just the conclusion you want to read or the abstract of the study. You want to find the study design. How did they set up the study to come up with the conclusion that they did? Now, kind of a rule of thumb, something that one of my instructors in school a long time ago, I think it might have been in a microbiology class, if I remember right, said, accept the facts, but doubt your conclusions. And I thought, wow, that's what's the purpose in finding out the facts if I'm going to doubt the conclusion those facts bring me to? In my chosen faith, one of the leaders a long, long time ago, who's long passed, in a very responsible position in the faith, once was talking to a group of young people. And to their surprise, he made the comment, every morning when I wake up, I re-examine the basic propositions of my life. And I thought, wow. You know, at the time I didn't understand that because I was, I don't know, 18, 19, 20 years old. But that's always stuck with me ever since. Re-examine the basic propositions of my life, he said. Because the easiest person on the earth for you to fool is yourself. So I do that two or three times a day. And when I sit down to consult with a new patient, I try to dump my preset notions of everything that has brought me to that moment in my life and listen to what this patient has to say. Listen to what they have to say. And that's not just an application of me in my professional setting. In your own life, the people that you deal with, your lifelong partner, your spouse, your best friends, your coworkers, your church members, whatever else, when they pull you aside to talk to you for a moment, drop all your preconceived notions and listen to what they're saying. I don't know that it has any greater application than in the healthcare profession that I'm involved with, because nobody knows their bodies better than themselves, particularly women. That's why I think you see 5 to 6 women in a dentist's office or a medical office or in my particular practice as an upper cervical doctor to every man. For every man I see, there's 5 to 6 women that I see because they're more in touch with their bodies. Therefore, they're more in touch with life. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm what's called a board-certified NUCA doctor. You can get more information about that at jackstockwell.com. And before we finish this segment, I want to get a couple of ideas across, is that we need a much better evaluation program, because I'm always talking nutrition with my patients who are coming in with migraines, headaches, you know, abdominal problems, skeletal problems, muscular problems, neurological problems, whatever else. I always have to bring nutrition into it because it's their lack of nutrition. It's the predominance of malnutrition in their diets that have brought them to this point. Because the major cause of disease is twofold. Number one, you've got poison somewhere. It may be as a result of your employment with noxious fumes or toxic gases or solvents of some kind. And or the second one is malnutrition. Some vital aspects of your nutrition has been missing in your diet since childhood, or maybe mom fed you great, but once you left the house, your dietary requirements kind of disappeared at the convenience stores. And years of this depleted certain chemical combinations inside the body that certain chemical processes simply stopped happening, that may be involved with detoxification, maybe with metabolism, maybe with energy formation, maybe with blood cell formation, maybe with gas transformation or exchange in the lungs between oxygen and carbon dioxide, whatever else, or the health of the blood-brain barrier in your brain that allows certain things to start leaking across into the brain that leads to dementia. All of these things can be traced back to some toxicity that may have showed up in your life somewhere, and there's a lot of different kinds. Just eating conventionally grown foods that are laced with glyphosate and pesticides and herbicides and mold inhibitors and all the other kinds of things they spray on foods anymore collect in the body because you don't have the transport mechanisms to take these out of your system. So they build up in the liver. or they build up in other places in the body, usually fat cells, where your body stores this stuff because your body doesn't know what to do with it. So when we can address malnutrition that shows up as heart disease, that shows up as dementia, that shows up as liver problems, kidney problems, sexual problems, cognition problems, sleep problems, these things, usually within about 3 to 6 months, can be completely reversed by addressing the nutritional aspects that you've been missing in your diet. And so we need a much better method of evaluating the products from our farms than how, you know, the profit margin is going to deliver you eggs at a lower cost, dairy at a lower cost, whatever else. Money, especially at this time in the history of our country and what is taking place right now, money is whether it's the interest rates or the price of gasoline or the increasing process or the prices of transportation or whatever else, money is becoming such a critical thing in the decisions what we make. But it cannot push aside the absolute necessity of the quality of the foods that you eat. This is what theforbiddendoctor.com is dedicated to. So after the coming break, I'll be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. Remember, you can hear all of our Good Day Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. So stick around for Doug and myself to wrap up this week's program.
Save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov
ITA. Simply select your text questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doctor in the house. His name is Jack Stockwell, and he's here to help us in the wow factor with the information that will, if you listen carefully, you'll say, wow, I didn't know that. Jack has a couple of great websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find out what goes on in some of the supplement corners of the world. Some great things, including what he has created himself, the Lee enzymes. They're really great, long life energy enzymes. You need to have enzymes for sure. That's something you can find at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then there's the JackStockwell.com website where you can find out what I have found out about Jack and the Nooka chiropractic business. We were just talking before going on the air about my adjustment a couple of weeks ago that Jack did on my neck because he said I was far out. And I said, how far out was I?
It was a John Denver level of far out.
Yes, it was far out. All right, so let's talk about Ozempic and how people who think it's a fabulous weight loss substance, which I guess has been successful, but it has so many side effects. It was originally designed as a weight loss drug, right? And then there are other things that, or was it designed for something else? Wasn't it designed for something else?
Well, it was designed for sugar chemistry and some gut problems. It just happened that some people who were taking it were losing weight.
Yeah.
And it's because of the GLP-1 receptors that are in Ozempic as well
GLP?
As
weight.
It is a muscle triggering receptor. And semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy, the other drug, because it has been shown to cause what's called gastroparesis. It's just paralysis of the stomach. Now, even though you can't feel your stomach, the same way you can't feel your heart, the same way you don't feel nerve transmission signals in the body, your stomach, as soon as food gets in the stomach, it begins to churn. It churns slowly to start mixing the contents of the stomach with acids that are present in the stomach before it gets into the small intestine. But gastroparesis is paralysis of the stomach. You can have the same paresis effect taking place in other parts of the gut. But when the stomach just sits there, instead of doing its normal processes of churning up food, this can be very life-threatening. And there's a lot of nausea, a lot of vomiting, a lot of severe pain as this stuff starts to build up in the stomach, and you lose your sense of hunger. That was one of the ways that weight loss was taking place, because when your stomach is full and it won't empty, you don't have a sense of hunger. So there's a certain level of starvation that's taking place. People started losing weight, and of course the magic bullet crowd out there that's always looking for some way to get around Mother Nature were the ones who were having these life-threatening bowel injuries and permanent vomiting, because the body wants to get rid of it. It can't get it into the small intestine because of the paralysis, and because of the paralysis it has a hard time vomiting it out. But it,
so is that why the diarrhea and comes out from either end then?
Yes, the body's attempts to try to deal with a toxic buildup. So some of them are having life-threatening bowel injuries. Some of them are having diarrhea. And they've been told you probably will have diarrhea the rest of your life. You'll never have another solid bowel movement again. And so there are 40 cases now have been filed in federal courts across the country. You know, and this is, and so when my patients ask me this, I say, come on. That's one of the reasons why I put out long life energy enzymes, to help digest this stuff, to help the whole digestive system take place in a much more efficient manner.
Is it really true it causes gum problems and tooth loss? Is that really true?
Yes. That's a man. One woman started vomiting so severely that she lost her teeth. They actually fell out of her mouth.
Good God.
Yeah, this, when you play around with Mother Nature, there's usually hell to pay. And in this case, I mean, I remember a few months ago, I must have had been asked the question at least twice a day, Dr. Jack, should I get on Ozempic in order for weight loss? And I'm just sitting there thinking, there's going to be hell to pay for this. This is finally going to catch up, and now it's catching up.
So why doesn't the government, the FDA, yank it?
Why don't they yank a half a dozen other drugs that are extremely dangerous? You know, well,
you want to lose weight, then go to toploss.com and use the Calitrin is the way to lose weight.
A good start. That would be a heck of a good start, is to go talk to Top Loss.
Right, exactly. Yes. All right, got it. Thank you, Jack. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. And so if you're listening to this part of the program, listen to the whole show every weekend around the country. Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.